Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by OWC. Leading off today, we've got a pair of new exclusives on Apple's upcoming hardware plans for this year. 9to5 Mac has learned several details about the upcoming iPhone 9 based on iOS 14 code. Now we've discovered evidence that Apple is also working on a larger iPhone 9 Plus. We've talked a lot about the iPhone 9, which is expected to be a 4.7-inch screen with a home button and Touch ID. And the new evidence suggests that Apple is also working on a larger version with a 5.5-inch screen. The iPhone 9 is expected to be a direct follow-up to the iPhone 8, so it makes sense that Apple would replace both devices in the iPhone 8 lineup rather than just one. Evidence suggests that both of these devices will run the A13 Bionic chip, which is the same processor used in the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. The goal is to make the iPhone 9 and iPhone 9 Plus attractive to users who still have older devices like the iPhone 6 and iPhone 7. Apple believes that these people may not want to pay the premium price tag to get the latest and greatest iPhones, but they also just might not want to learn the new iPhone X style navigation. And as they are meant to be an entry-level model, iPhone 9 and iPhone 9 Plus will offer Touch ID instead of Face ID. There will also be support for Apple Pay and Express Transit, as well as support for scanning NFC tags in the background. And this is something that is currently only possible with the iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and iPhone 11 devices. But as of right now, it's unclear when Apple plans to release the iPhone 9 and iPhone 9 Plus. While we expect the devices to come sooner rather than later, perhaps as early as this month, it's always possible that the releases have been delayed due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Next up, 9to5 Mac has discovered evidence in iOS 14 code that confirms the existence of the iPhone 12 lineup, including new details on the time-of-flight sensor in the rear camera. Many reports have suggested that the new iPhone 12 will feature a time-of-flight sensor for improved 3D sensing capabilities. But currently in iOS 14, only two of the new iPhone 12 models are listed with that time-of-flight sensor. So this leads us to believe that only the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max will feature the 3D sensor, not the two lower-end iPhone 12 models we're also expecting. This also corroborates previous reporting from Ming-Chi Kuo, who predicted last year that only two of the 2020 iPhones would have the new sensor. The time-of-flight sensor is expected to feature an infrared projector, which is similar to the TrueDepth camera system present in newer iPhones and iPads used for Face ID. This will enable iPhones to capture point clouds from the environment so they can generate 3D models based on that data. One of the purposes of the time-of-flight sensor that we can confirm is related to the Measure app. In iOS 14, the Measure app will be able to make more accurate distance and measurement calculations thanks to the time-of-flight sensor. And of course, the time-of-flight sensor will also bring dramatic improvements to augmented reality. And as we reported last week, Apple is developing a new AR app designed to complement the retail experience. You can keep up with all of our iOS 14 discoveries at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by OWC. We're teaming up with the company to give away Apple's new rack-mountable Mac Pro. Yes, that's the $6,500 rack-mountable version of Apple's new flagship Pro desktop. And OWC will also be providing the winner with 384GB of memory, which usually sells for $1,900, and an Excelsior 4M2 4TB drive, which usually goes for $1,000. The new OWC memory for the 2019 Mac Pro and the Mac Pro Rack is available now with up to 1.5TB and a lifetime warranty. And as usual for OWC, it's priced right to save you around 65% off Apple's own factory upgrades or the other alternatives. And you can also check out the OWC Excelsior 4M2 SSD, which is also available now with up to 8TB of storage. It also offers state-of-the-art silent cooling with a finned heat sink cover that can be used externally via Thunderbolt 3 as well. My thanks to OWC for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily and you can visit macsales.com/9to5mac to learn more about OWC's new memory and SSD lineup. And you can check out the link in the show notes below to enter the Mac Pro Rack giveaway. Universal Studios has announced today that it is planning to release movies that are still in theaters on iTunes and other services starting this week. This announcement comes in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, with movie theaters limiting attendance and even shutting down completely. Universal says that it will offer its current slate of movies in theaters as rentals via iTunes, Amazon, and other digital rental platforms. This includes the movies The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma. Additionally, the Trolls World Tour title was set to be released in theaters on April 10th, but Universal now says it will be available to rent on that same day as well. Universal is setting a suggested retail price for these rentals at $20. This is quite a bit more than the usual $4 or $5 rentals we see on iTunes. But for many people, staying home and renting a $20 movie is likely still cheaper than going out to theaters, especially for groups of more than a couple people. Universal's decision to make in-theater films available via iTunes and other platforms comes as the coronavirus outbreak causes theaters to cap attendance or even shut down completely. Regal Cinemas, for instance, just announced that it will close all of its 543 locations in the United States for the foreseeable future. AMC is also closing all of its locations for at least 6 weeks, but it cautioned that the shutdown could last for as long as 12 weeks. As of right now, it's unclear if Universal will keep up this practice once theaters reopen, but it would certainly be nice to be able to pay the premium and rent movies that are still in theaters directly from home. But as it stands now, the current slate of Universal's in-theater films will be available on iTunes starting this Friday. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.